The Jolynn Braley Show, Episode 8. What is a weight loss mindset? Hello and welcome. This is Jolynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and this is the Jolynn Braley Show. Today's topic is what is a weight loss mindset? And what we will be doing is going beyond the problem that you think you have, which you think it is with food and your weight. And instead, we are looking at the real problem, which is your mindset. Remember that mindset is 90% of the challenge when it comes to achieving permanent, struggle-free success with your weight. Diet and exercise is only 10%, and the diet and exercise becomes easy once you have the proper mindset. You can find out more about struggle-free permanent weight loss at fearlessfatloss.com. Okay, and on today's show, let's look at what exactly is a weight loss mindset. It's almost easier to delve into this topic by first explaining and looking at what a weight loss mindset is not. And what many people think is a weight loss mindset is all about positive thinking. Just think positive thoughts, tell yourself that you're going to lose weight, tell yourself that weight loss is easy, and that you'll be fine. Well, the problem with that is, well, there are several problems. One is that if you don't believe what you're telling yourself, then how is that going to help you? And this is actually a much deeper problem, a much bigger problem. An entire 10 shows could be devoted to this topic of beliefs, because the way that beliefs work in your life is if you believe that weight loss is hard, or you believe that you can't lose weight and keep it off, that it's supposed to be a struggle, then you are correct. You will always prove yourself right when it comes to whatever it is that you believe. So one of the challenges then is if you do think and you tell yourself that a weight loss mindset is all about positive thinking, and then you're telling yourself these positive thoughts but you don't even believe them, then actually what will end up happening, and you may have even had this experience yourself, is that you will just frustrate yourself. You will frustrate yourself with your positive thoughts because you don't believe them anyway. And then what you will be doing is you will be contributing to an even stronger FAT mindset. And remember, an FAT mindset is a mindset that is based on and filled with fear-attracting thoughts. And those fear-attracting thoughts, that type of mindset, is a perfect match to an overweight body, overeating behaviors, and struggle with your weight. So if positive thinking isn't enough, then what is a weight loss mindset? Well, before we even go into that, let's just finish the other topic that I started to talk about. We looked at very briefly how beliefs, how you will always prove yourself correct with your beliefs, but also the other problem with telling yourself positive thoughts, positive affirmations, and expecting that that's enough to get a weight loss mindset is that, well, not only do you not believe those thoughts, but also what happens with that is it's like, imagine that you're at home and you're in your house and it's pouring rain outside, and all of that rain is hitting your roof, and thankfully it's not hitting your head because you have a roof to protect you. So the rain is just bouncing off of the roof and it slides down your roof, down your shingles, into your gutters, and then down the gutter, and it just goes into the runoff spout off of your house. Well, that is the same thing that happens with these positive thoughts when you attempt to sprinkle them on top of a mindset that is built on beliefs and also a self-image and past experiences and all of the things that have built up in your inner self over the years, the failures that you've had with attempting to lose weight and then not being able to keep it off, all of these different things. And what happens is that they can't get through to the core of the problem. Just like that rain cannot get through to the top of your head, which is actually a good thing in that case when you're sitting in your house, the positive thoughts cannot get through to the core of what the problem is. You see, the core, the root of your lifelong struggles with food and your weight, that must be healed as part of getting a weight loss mindset. And once that is healed, then if you do use positive thoughts or positive affirmations, then at least they will be so much more helpful and productive for you, instead of attempting to sprinkle them on top of a root issue, whatever that might be. We don't know what that is because I don't know you and I have not spoken with you. If you're actually a client of mine, then we are getting to the bottom of that. If you're a client of mine, a permanent weight loss coaching client who is going through all of the steps of the Inner Self Diet, or if you're a graduate of the Inner Self Diet, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're listening to this and you have not done the steps of the Inner Self Diet, if you have not gotten to the root of what has caused your lifelong struggles with food and your weight, then I don't know what that is. Everyone is an individual. What is good, though, is that root that has been stopping you, that thing that is inside of you, that, you know how it is when you lose 10 or 20 pounds and then you tell your friends, well, yeah, I lost those 20 pounds, but then, quote unquote, something happened. I don't know what it was, but something happened and then I just regained the weight. Well, whatever that quote unquote something is that you, it's very unlikely that you even know what that is. That needs to be healed and released so that that internal struggle can be healed and you can be all systems go on the inside with a weight loss mindset so that it is easy for you to release the excess fat and keep it off. Okay, so what I've really explained here for you is more what a weight loss mindset is not, in an effort to give you more clarity on what a weight loss mindset is, just for the simple fact that many think that a weight loss mindset is just about positive thinking. Positive thinking is never going to be enough if you do not have the inner self in alignment with the body you want on the outside, if you have not released the internal struggles that are on the inside of you between the parts of you that want to lose weight and the part of you that doesn't want to lose weight, if you have not already healed the root of your lifelong struggles with food and your weight, that back and forth yo-yoing and the up and down gains and losses, if you have not healed all of that inner stuff, if you will, then the positive thinking, it's really going to actually annoy you. And you already know this if you have attempted to just think positive on your own. It doesn't help you. It can help you in small ways to move towards a weight loss mindset, but a weight loss mindset is about so much more. It's a much deeper type of a challenge, a much deeper type of a healing, a much deeper type of a solution if you truly, truly want to have a core, solid weight loss mindset. And another thing that you must have if you are going to get a weight loss mindset so that you can achieve struggle-free permanent weight loss, you must have the tools that will help you to maintain that mindset. Because just like you need to maintain your car, your home, your relationships, of course your body, if you want to make it easy for yourself to lose the weight and keep it off, weight loss mindset maintenance must come first. First, of course, number one, you need to get the weight loss mindset, and then the maintenance of that mindset is what needs to be the priority in order to make the maintenance of your body continue to be easy. One of my clients, one of the graduates of the Inner Self Diet, said it best when she said, Holly said this. She said that she felt that what she had learned was how to exercise the most important muscle that she has, and that's the muscle of her mind. Here's another way of putting this. If you know who Henry Ford was, he had a fabulous quote, and it goes like this. Thinking is one of the hardest things to do. That is why so few people do it. It actually takes work. It takes very specific steps that you need to do to change and heal your FAT mindset, the fear attracting thoughts, and replace that with a weight loss mindset. That work, though, will give you the benefits of struggle-free, permanent weight loss, of a healthy relationship with food, a healthy relationship with your body, a healthy relationship with yourself. It will give you the benefits of actually feeling good in your own skin, of being totally in control of your own mind and your own emotions. Just imagine if you never again had any reason to use food for emotional reasons, if you never again emotionally overate, and the reason for that would be because you actually learned how to be in control of your own mind and your own emotions so that you could feel how you want regardless of anything that may be going on outside of you, which you have no control over. And if you had the ability and the tools and the experience and the knowledge and the wherewithal, you could say, to feel great whenever you want to, then why would you ever go to food to use food to make yourself feel better? Why would there be any need to if you already felt good? Wouldn't that be exciting? What would be the purpose of emotionally overeating? So, bottom line, what is a weight loss mindset? A weight loss mindset is about so much more than just positive thinking. A weight loss mindset includes so many different ingredients. One of them must be healing the root of whatever has been stopping you from achieving struggle-free permanent weight loss throughout your lifetime. It must include falling in love with yourself, and even more importantly for many people, falling in like with yourself. Actually, liking who you are, liking your body, respecting yourself, respecting food, respecting your body, appreciating yourself, actually being able to look at yourself in the mirror, naked or clothed, and say, hey, you're pretty good looking. And imagine if you could do that even before you lose all of the weight. Wouldn't that be powerful? A weight loss mindset must include the ability and the skills, the tools that enable you to feel good whenever you choose to. A weight loss mindset also must include the self-image that matches the body of your dreams. A weight loss mindset must include core beliefs that support you rather than tear you down or sabotage you. Wow, there are so many things that go into a weight loss mindset. You must learn that you must actually learn what you like and what you think and how you feel, as opposed to how the majority of the population lives, which is, well, what would so-and-so think if I do this, or what would so-and-so think if I say this, or what would so-and-so think if I wear this or do anything? Most people, the way they live is they are focused on caring more about what other people think about them than they are focused on what they even think. I can't tell you how many clients I've worked with that when we first started working together, they didn't even know for themselves what they liked. And this not only applies to food, but to all sorts of things in their life. You've got to remember that the excess weight on your body, the excess physical fat, all that is a symptom. That is a symptom of a deeper root problem. The overeating you do is a symptom of deeper root problems. What's exciting is that once that root has been healed and released and healed is the best word for that. Once that has been accomplished and you are all systems go on the inside, which is full congruency, what that means is that you want to lose weight. You already know how to do it. All of the people I work with, they know how to lose weight in a healthy way. But when you're all systems go and you're fully congruent, you say, okay, I want to lose weight, and then you do it. And you do it without struggle. You do it without excuses. You do it without blaming. You do it without tantrums. You do it without regret or feeling that you're being deprived. You have full choice in the matter. If you want to eat a cookie, you eat a cookie because you want to, and it's your choice, and you feel absolutely fantastic about it before, during, and afterwards. You become a naturally slender person. A naturally slender person has a completely different mindset and a completely different view of food and their body and eating. It's a complete shift on the inside. So, in this very short amount of time that we have on today's show, I'm looking at the time and we are already coming to the end of the show, since I said at the beginning when I started the Jolynn Braley Show 8 episodes ago that my intention is always to keep these under 30 minutes at the very most, because I want to make sure that you just have these bite-sized episodes so that they are easy to listen to. So it's already time to wrap up, but like I was saying there, just in this short amount of time, I expect that you have gotten a understanding and a very good view that a weight loss mindset is about a whole lot more than just positive thinking. If you want to have a true and core solid weight loss mindset. So, quick commercial break. Make sure that you go to fearlessfatloss.com and go ahead and grab your free bonus there. I've got a free bonus for you. It's my free 5-day e-course. The title is Your Mindset Fit or FAT? And it's a very in-depth e-course. You'll get one issue delivered each day over 5 days, and it will help you discover what's really been holding you back from losing weight for good and what you can do about it. Okay, and remember that each week on the show, I give shout-outs to all of the new people who go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and click like to like our Facebook page. And here's the truth, I don't have those new names in front of me. I know that there were at least two new people, so what I'm going to do next week is I will be including all of the shout-outs for all of the people who have liked the page since the last show up until the next show. And I'm just telling you the truth here, I don't have those right here in front of me. I put today's show together and I didn't include those notes. And let me give you your question of the day. I always recommend that you write this down on paper and then write your answer underneath. If you write this on keyboard, you're going to miss out on the connection that occurs between the hand, the brain, and the heart. All right, so your question for the day. Is my mindset, you're asking yourself this, is my mindset fit or FAT? Do I have a weight loss mindset? And the simple answer to that question, either answer it yes or no. If you're not sure if you already have a weight loss mindset, the way to know is to just look at your results. Your results will never lie. So if you are already living struggle-free with food and with how you eat and with your body, if you are living a healthy lifestyle and it's just a part of who you are and you enjoy doing it, then obviously you don't have a struggle and you already have a fit mindset, which a fit mindset, to clarify this, a fit mindset comes after a weight loss mindset. A fit mindset is just a fit mindset for life, and you continue to maintain that mindset. You have the tools to do that, and that is what enables you to continue to maintain your body with ease. Like I said, you just live a healthy lifestyle because it's a part of who you are. If you answer no to that question, then you know that you don't have a weight loss mindset, you don't have a fit mindset. That means you have an FAT mindset. And then if you want to have struggle-free success with your weight and with your body, then the easiest way to do that is to get a weight loss mindset. That's pretty simple. And again, you can grab my free e-course to learn more about that if you're not sure if you have a weight loss mindset or not. And that you can get that at fearlessfatloss.com. Okay, also, be sure and go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and like our Facebook page. Like I said, on the next show, what I'm going to do is I will give a shout out to everyone who has liked the page since the last episode all the way up until the next episode. So that will cover 2 weeks. And I know that there have been a couple new people. I saw the number go up, but I just don't have those here in front of me. No worries, though. You will get a shout out on the next show. Also, if you are subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. That would be wonderful. Next week's show is the monthly Get Real show. I mentioned in January that each month I will be doing at least one Get Real episode. So at the minimum, that'll be once per month. And I haven't done one yet this month, so I'm going to do that next week. And the Get Real episode's topic will be the topic of easy weight loss. And the fact that the truth is, weight loss really is easy. But you have to have the mindset to make it easy. So I'm going to be giving you some questions that you can ask yourself in this Get Real episode. The point of these Get Real episodes is if you don't get real with yourself and what your struggles are today, then it's just so easy to get caught up in your day-to-day life and to continue to live with the struggle and then look back 5 years from now and say, where did all that time go? And why didn't I do something about this sooner? So these Get Real episodes are very important, and they're The intention is to help you to wake up so that you actually take action and do something to get a weight loss mindset so that you can live with all of the fantastic benefits of struggle-free permanent weight loss. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and you have been listening to the JoLynn Braley Show. Go to fearlessfatloss.com to learn more about struggle-free permanent weight loss, and you can also grab your free 5-day e-course while you're there. Here's to your best life in your ideal body.